something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Why do you think that many religious people today, a lot of ministers too, they say there are no genuine miracles today? Miracles are not important. Do you know why? Because they don't have them. They have to get you to believe that miracles are not real. Yet they quote Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What's the meaning of that? That what he did back then, he can do today. What he was then, he still is. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. What does that mean? That God is the same. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not I was. I am. He hasn't changed. And they tell us, no more genuine miracles. Miracles are no longer necessary. Some of them are very smart. They say, you know what? Miracles were needed before the Bible came to be. Now that the Bible is complete, we don't need miracles anymore. Uh-oh. What does the Bible mean when it says that the word and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following? If he confirmed their word then, he needs to confirm it today. Even more today. Because we didn't walk where Jesus was in the streets. They did. They went in and out with him. They ate with him. But we came 2,000 years later. We've got to have proof. Oh, they believe God answers prayer. That when he answers, they say, that was too fast. So that cannot be God. Why? How can somebody that was born blind just start seeing? Just like that. Just like that. It can't be real. How can somebody, how someone brought in the stretcher just get up and start running? Ah, that's not possible. It's not possible. But you believe in prayer, don't you? Yes. Then you say, Father, we, thy precious children, I come before you again. Lie. It's not hard to know the truth. Truth is simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the wisdom of men. The wisdom of men. Colossians chapter number 2. Read verse 4. One to go. Did you see that? This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. There are enticing words. And those enticing words are empty. They're empty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians. Just letting you understand what we're dealing with here. 2 Corinthians. I want you to look at chapter number 1. And this time, we are reading verse 12. Want to go. Not with what? Fleshly wisdom. Because it's fleshly wisdom. The wisdom of the senses. fleshly wisdom. We're talking about the wisdom of men, right? He calls it, he gives it another name now, fleshly wisdom. Praise God. Fleshly wisdom. Men who are in the flesh. And the Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But they're in the flesh. And isn't it amazing how that men of the flesh always want to tell men of the spirit what to do? It's amazing. Men of the flesh are very outspoken. They can't keep quiet. It's not easy for them to, they can't easily learn. Fleshly minded people can't sit down and learn. All the time they want to tell you what to do. They've got the answer. They have it all figured out. But be wise and look at their lives and see. When you receive advice from somebody, find out who's talking to you. Who is this guy? Hallelujah. Then, of course, the third one. The wisdom of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I love this. Are you there? Read verse 7 for me. One, two, go. You see, this wisdom we've been talking about is Sophia. Whether it is the Sophia of this world, or the Sophia of men, or the Sophia of God. Do you understand? But we are talking about the Sophia of God now, the wisdom of God. Look at the way he talks about it here in verse 7. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God. Notice he didn't say we talk about the wisdom. He says, we speak the wisdom of God. We speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. Have you ever spoken wisdom? Do you know what it is to speak wisdom? He didn't say, I speak by wisdom. He said, I speak wisdom. Oh, glory to God. Wonderful. He says we speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language. Look at it there. He says in a mystery. That's esoteric communication. Wow. We speak, verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. You see, it's not for everybody. I said it's not for everybody. The wisdom of God is not for everybody. Oh, hallelujah. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world. He ordained it. He planned it. He set it aside before the foundation of the world. And he planned it for our glory. Look at it. He says for our honor. He planned that wisdom for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, that's what I'm talking about. Three kinds of wisdom. And I said, number one is Sophia, but not just Sophia, but Sophia of God. The wisdom of God. Sophia wisdom means insight into reality. It means seeing into the real truths of things. Seeing with the mind and the eyes of God. Understanding it from God's perspective. Hallelujah. And that wisdom is the wisdom that made this world. That is creative wisdom. It's insight into reality. You know the real truth. Praise God. That's the wisdom of God. It's called Sophia. Okay? Are you there? All right, now, here's something very, very important. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the foundation of the world. He ordained it for our glory. He planned it for our glory, not for our defeat, but for our glory. Hallelujah. Not for our dishonor, but for our honor. Do you understand what it's talking about? For our promotion. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He ordained it for our glory. Look at verse 8. He says, which none of the princes of this world, oh my goodness, which none of the princes of this world knew. He says, this wisdom of God, this Sophia of God, the princes of this world, the great men of this world, are you understanding this? The professors of this world. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. They didn't know it. Why? He chooses the word ginosko. There. He said they had no ginosko, which means that that kind of wisdom, you receive it by ginosko, revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. Which none of the princes of this world knew. Look at it. I like it. He says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they ginoskoed it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known it. If they had known that wisdom. Ay, ay, ay. If they had known that man of Galilee when he stepped on planet Earth. If they had known. He said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had they known him. The Bible says he was in the world. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. He came unto his own. His own received him not. He says the world was made by him. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. Who was he? The Word. He was the Word of God. The prophet spoke him. The world knew him not. Came unto his own. His own received him not. Then he says, but as many as received him, not as many as heard about him, as many as received him. Have you received him? He says, as many, whosoever, as many, rich or poor, great or small, as many as received him, to them he gave the authority, the ability, the power to become the sons of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to his name forever. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to LWR Transmissions at Lovell360.com.